Blog Talk Radio.
To be February 21st, 2013. What day is it? Is it Thursday?
It's Thursday. It is.
Okay. I am on pain medication and completely off my rocker right now. So if I babble or if I kind of just lose my train of thought, just roll with it. Okay?
All right. We can do
okay.
What are we doing? What happened? Who did it? What for? Why?
Headache for a week. And I'm on pain medication, so I just said if I start babbling, just kind of roll with it. Okay?
Not if you start saying crazy stuff like there's elephants flying across the moon. No, we cannot roll with that.
There is a pink elephant staring at me in my bathroom.
You know what? I see that when I'm sleepy. Luckily, none of you have been around me when I'm sleepy.
Girl, I see, like, the walls moving. I'm not kidding.
I see trees and elephants. If I start talking about trees and elephants, you know I'm sleepy.
I see walls moving. I see... You know, the floor looks like, ooh, it does look like, it's pretty. Okay, I think I've had too much medicine today. Anyway, I'm Snow White. I'm not usually a druggie, but a headache for a week.
Not usually, but today.
After today, you know, after migraine, time for some drugs. We also have Miss Corey / Gaminatrix, who is always fashionably late. Hi, ma'am.
Hello there, darling.
Hello. And, of course, we have our stepchild, Ginger Rocks, up in the hizzle. Hey, Ginger.
Hey, what's up?
Not much. And we have a guest.
Do you actually clap your hands?
Yes, she did. We have a guest, and I've been trying to get her in the call, but, you know, she's not accepting my call. I don't think
She's not there yet. She'll be there shortly. Okay. That will be Jessica from Alloway.com. Well, you know what? I may be saying her URL wrong. We'll let her tell us how it's pronounced when she gets in here.
That's a good idea. Because you know what?
I love her page. That is so awesome. I had to go pick that out.
I felt a little left out because I didn't think she liked me.
Why? Oh, you know what? I hit my head, okay? Y'all know I'm crazy. I was like, who didn't like you?
What are you talking about? Are we after somebody now? Okay.
Crack. Okay.
I'm good. I promise. All right.
So she should be joining us shortly. Did you do the Who Runs the World? Because, yeah.
No, I did. You told me to.
Oh, yeah, I did, didn't I?
I followed directions like a good little. Never mind.
I've been ahead of myself all day.
You have been, and I've been obeying all day. I think it's something in the air.
You obey all the time.
No, I don't. You ain't my real daddy. Okay.
You know what? I know where you got that from, and I will smack you. I will smack you.
Corey just likes to smack people.
It takes someone with the to tell me what to do, damn it.
Wait, is Ginger really got with a rebel yell up on, you know what? I'm just going to pretend like I don't even see that.
That's a good idea.
Come on, that's cute.
That's those damn cats. That's what that is. Does anybody else have a cat that's been acting weird today?
Yes.
Take over
yes.
the world.
Yes.
Yes, mine has been a pain in the ass. I don't.
I got a new couch, a little love seat, right? Mm-hmm. And I got a new, like, I have a house full of furniture now. It's very weird. I'm not.
They're not.
I have furniture now. I have chairs and places to sit, and it's amazing. But so my cat was, like, running around crazy and attacking the couch, and now she's curled up sleeping. I don't know what her deal is.
Well, Kit Natrix laid out. Kit Natrix was laid out sleeping quietly and then decided to jump up and run in here and tap me on my foot and then run out, and then she'd run in and do it again. Then when I tell her stop, she'd meow, 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 meow at me, and I was like, you know what? This is why I don't like cats. You're going to find yourself outside homeless. Be doing crazy shit. See, I'm in here busy, trying to run an empire up in this piece.
But.
No, there will be no stopping, not even for the kittens, the kitten faces. She will get mashed, if I could catch her, that is. She's actually faster than me. I don't think I like
that. Wait. I have a picture for this. I have a picture for that one. No, I do. There we go.
Up, our guest has shown up.
Yay!
This
is Corey Cat right here. As soon as it blows up so you can see
it. Wait a minute, my hat or my cat?
Your cat.
Wait a minute. I'm confused. Too much going on. Stop it, y'all conversing me.
Hold on, I'm trying to get her in the thing.
Wait, you need
Hold
to
on.
Make that bigger,
Ginger. Hold on, Pookie.
You got it reversed.
Wait,
Ginger's got that reversed. Ginger, you got it reversed. That is exactly what goes on in this house.
I think she. Are you here? Are you here?
I hope so.
Jessica! Yay! It is that. Wait a minute. We forgot to give her actual applause. She needs some actual.
Oh, wait. No, let me do it. I want to do it.
She needs actual applause.
Okay. Hold on. Applause incoming as soon as I find it.
Question you should be asking is why am I posing like I'm on the runway? That's what the problem is. I'm posing like the runway.
Yeah.
Anyway, welcome to our show, Jessica. We actually announced you, but we decided we'd let you come on so you can pronounce the name of your site because we can't. We're apparently inept. How do you say your name?
I pronounce it Alawe, kind of like Allah and then Yahweh. It's just kind of a religious acceptance.
Okay, I got you. I like that. I like it.
Alawe.
That goes to the gaming goddess thing. That's what she calls herself.
Yeah.
Gaming goddess. We're the first ladies of gaming, so it works. The first ladies and the goddess sit down for a confab. Anyway, Jessica, tell us a little bit about.
Honey, I think a more appropriate description for us is the first bitches of gaming, I'm pretty sure.
That works.
Yeah.
Too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, Miss Jessica, can you tell us a bit about your site and what you do over there. And
don't even start with that tonight, girl. Just go. Just go on.
Well, that's not ready.
you have to forgive the random accents. It just kind of especially with Corey. She'll just like.
I laugh.
Well aware, burst out with it.
Let the woman talk, y'all.
Let the woman speak. She's like, she's overwhelmed. She's like, this is why I do my podcast by myself. Okay, well, tell us about your site, Jessica.
Well, it kind of just started out as a blog. Some people encouraged me to go there. My friends are always like, hey, you want to start a blog? And I finally broke down and did it one day, and it's just become amazingly popular. It's got almost 4,000 followers, which I just can't understand.
That is always hot to hear from a girl. So what is your, the thing that blew me away, which I know Snow didn't get a chance to look at because we passed her some links late. I saw you do some role play. There's a game in there that's like old school.
Wait, what?
You heard. Yes, I went and
girl,
checked
that. Girl, that is all up and down my alley. How you doing, girl? How you doing?
So what's the deal with the role play, the game over there? Wait a minute. I have the name here. Just so you know, we're very informal over here. You don't need to be, worried. We're live and we're very, very informal. But I think it's the roleplayersportal.org.
Yeah, that developed because a lot of my friends I know online used to role play just various games, kind of like Warcraft or now Guild Wars 2. And people always wanted to keep in touch, I guess, after they quit playing the game. So we kind of developed this site where people could get together and talk about common interests and set up role play for future games that we play.
I like it. Look, everybody's going, I'm going to have to go over there.
So how many people do you have from your original group?
I'd say we've got about 20 to 25 core people, and probably about 10 or 15 of them will play Guild Wars with me, and we just kind of add people on as we go, basically.
Oh, see, that's nice. That's a good-sized group right there. That's a raiding group. That's good.
It's funny, though, because even though we do a lot of role-playing, with Guild Wars, that's what we end up doing, is going and doing dungeons and player versus player, because a lot of people just say, hey, I don't feel like doing anything role-play. Let's just go and kill a bunch of people in world versus world, so...
That's pretty cool. I don't think I've met any clans that do role-playing inside Guild Wars 2.
I haven't seen any clans role-playing anything since one time in City of Heroes. They're hard to find. And there's one in Fallen Earth, but they're so obscure, I can never find them. I keep getting people say, ask so-and-so, and I ask, and they're like, oh, I don't know, I don't run it, ask this other person. I would like to do some role-playing.
I role-play now. I didn't role-play for a long time because it was, like, no longer cool. But now I'm in Second Life role-playing all the freaking time. I'm, like, the role-play queen. Queen.
Indeed she is. Mm. All right. Oh, I think I'm drunk. That's too much juice. Okay.
No being drunk.
Oh, I wasn't that kind of drunk. You know I drink.
Well, you know, if you're going to do it, you know, show it.
You know I don't drink that. I don't get that kind of drunk. I'm always drunk because I'm crazy. But, yeah, okay, so of course you guys know where you are. We did all this intro stuff, didn't we? We got it out of the way.
Yes.
Yeah.
Girl, I am on top of things, even though I am fucked up.
Yeah, I know you're on top of things. That's what I heard.
What? Actually, I prefer the bottom, just so you know.
That's what I heard. I prefer the side, personally.
Whoa, all right.
Jessica's writing notes, never going back to Gamer Girls Radio again. Check. Top of my list.
I'm sorry. I'm usually in the basement when the company comes over, but they decided to give me a chance to come out.
We're always in the basement. So we have to talk about the big news of the week. There's some other stuff that happened, but who cares? PlayStation 4.
That was so much hype, and they really just did not show us much. They're like, you know what, we're coming out with this, but we don't actually have anything, so... Just be impressed because we're totally going to do this, maybe, possibly.
No. PlayStation totally lost me when they came out with the PS3 because it was just a bunch of, it's just pretty graphics, really.
Well.
Very pretty. And it's so much better than the Xbox. I'm sorry.
No, you know what? And I would normally agree. I would normally agree, but I don't. And that's what matters.
No, it does not.
But I don't. I don't agree. I don't agree. I lost.
Okay, why don't you?
PS2
why don't
is
you
the only
agree?
Thing I like.
Because why don't you agree?
First, it's fucking overpriced. Really, really.
Well, it was at the beginning. I agree with you there. At the beginning, $600 is a lot for.
Yeah, I will give you that. When it first came out, the price was outrageous. And if the PS4 is anything like that when it comes out, I will be waiting until some idiot buys it and then returns it, and I can buy it for a fraction of the price.
I'm flashing my boobs. I don't know about y'all. That's how I'm getting my PlayStation 4. Who wants to see them?
Very nice.
You can see these. Give me PS4. I didn't say touch. You cannot
see. No, see, if I flash my boobs, I could get PS4s for all of us.
Okay, well, then do that.
Very nice.
I will.
Then do that. Do that.
Mm-hmm.
Jessica, did you get a chance to take a look at some of the stuff Sony put out?
Yeah, and it just really did not impress me at all.
See?
I hear that.
I just kind of looked at it and just said, well, what's the point? I could invest that money into upgrading a computer and play things I wanted to play. It just wasn't like they added. They didn't add anything I really cared about.
Absolutely.
All right. Now.
The main thing. Sorry, go ahead.
Go ahead. No, you go ahead.
The main thing that you know, everybody was hyped about was earlier today, they were telling us, oh, yes, PS4 is going to be completely backwards compatible. I mean, all the way back to PS. The original PS, right?
That's what they said. That's what they said at first.
And now they're saying that things that you've bought online for the PS3, you're not going to be able to transfer over to your PS4, so you're SOL. So I guess more or less but they were talking about some kind of stream cloud service that we were supposed to be able to do this on, and now Sony's coming back and saying, no, sorry, PS3 things that you bought are not going to be playable on the PS4. Anybody else hear this?
I did hear that, and I don't know what the hell they're doing. They mentioned cloud, and obviously they borrowed from Microsoft. Microsoft introduced the cloud very quietly last year. Some of you don't even know you have it, but there is a cloud service that they have. So I think they are mimicking a lot from Microsoft. Have you seen the sensor bar thing that they have that looks just like the Kinect but heavier and somehow much more antiquated?
That's a good word.
I don't know.
Antiquated. I like that word.
I do too. And I don't have any pictures of that one there, unfortunately. I did have one earlier. Thank you so much, Chrome. You're so nice to me.
There we go. That's what they said. They said last night that current generation PSN titles won't be playable on the system because of the architecture. But they did go on to say that they're hoping for a long-term goal to add a server-side and cloud services for a wider library of older games. So they're hoping to allow it to be able to be backwards compatible?
Anybody notice they keep doing that? Not just them, but Microsoft did, and we did. And everybody's mad at Nintendo, but they're the only ones where it actually does work. I'm sorry.
I know, right? I mean, I love my Halo, but you can't play the original Halo on the Xbox 360.
Nope.
You have to buy the new one, so it's kind of...
It's ridiculous that, and they're another one who promised us backwards compatibility. They promised us a web browser. I'm going to harp on that until...
So now they're talking about, you know, the new Xbox 720. Is it even going to play used games, possibly?
Yeah, and Sony was saying the same thing. They backed up off of it because, yeah, there is a major outcry. I will stop buying. I will just be a PC gamer. I kid you not. If you stop...
PC gamers are so much more beautiful.
True. I think it's beautiful because we put it, with us being geeks, we put it together. So when we see the work we've done, that's, we put in that time. You built your computer and you look at the screen and you go, I did this.
True story. As I sit here and stroke mine.
Okay. Well, what doesn't make sense to me is that you can emulate things on your computer anyway. Like,
yeah.
I could play PS2 games on my computer if I downloaded the right software. So regardless of the architecture, you should be able to play the PS3 games. It's just laziness, I think. And them wanting you, and they want you to go buy the other systems. So.
Yeah, I don't think it's laziness. I think it's money gouging. I think they want us to go out and have to rebuy all of our games. And like you said on your website, you own like 800 games. Whether or not there's a console
right.
or not, but still, you probably have a good number of console games. That is a lot of games to have to replace every time you get a new console.
That is, pardon me, Sony, fucking stupid. But you know what?
By the way, I am envious of your collection.
She does have quite a collection. we have a saying over here where we say we sometimes put our hands below the desk about the things that are really good. Yeah, that was a hand below the desk moment. I needed some quiet time when I saw that. Is it hot in here to anybody else? Oh, okay, anyway, but I agree with you. I think that's the thing that's probably going to – the only way we're going to get the industry to get away from this whole used game thing and not wanting to make the games backwards compatible is a lot of you – and I normally would not say this, start downloading emulators and just be like, you know what? I'm just not going to get your console. I'm not going to do it.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm going to play these, and when your new console comes out, I'll get that emulator too. Emulators are not illegal. Anybody know? I don't think they're illegal.
No, they're not illegal. They're not.
So what you going to do, Sony? What you going to do? Nothing. Cry. Anybody else think that they... anybody else wonder what was the purpose of doing this now, considering it's not E3 time, it is not close to Christmas, and they're saying we're not even going to get it till Christmas? So what does anybody think was the reasoning behind doing this now? Just, there's nothing going on. The most obvious reason is there's nothing else going on, and we got to beat Microsoft to the punch, and Wii U just came out, so we got to fit ourselves in there. But what other reason could they have for doing this now and making such a big hoopla and then underwhelming everybody?
Mainly because the Wii U was released. Now Sony and both Microsoft are scrambling to catch up. I mean, they both want to act like they're the big boys at gaming and that they're the innovators and that they're the first ones to come out with this, that, or the other. No, they're not. Nintendo's beat them to the punch every time. But they're going to try to swoop in and say, oh, yeah, look what we got. Look what we're doing. We're going to do it better. We're going to take, you know, Nintendo's idea, and we're going to try to improve upon it, except that they don't. And why do I say that? Well, because of the PS Move and Kinect. Both of those were the huge failures, and everybody went straight back to the Wii. I want to say the Wii U. The Wii for any kind of motion sensor games. Because Move,
well, some did.
I mean, what would they give us? The only thing that I can think of that was memorable for Sony Move was a stupid Harry Potter game.
No.
So what else was for
the
Sony?
The only thing that was that everybody wanted to play, but it again came and went without so much as a bang or a whimper, was that wizardry or sorcery. That's what it was.
There we go. That's the one I was thinking of.
Dude,
I said Harry Potter, but
I knew
it was something
that did not come out. Why did that
No, it came out. It came out. It actually came out. And I'm going to tell you how underwhelming it was. Remember, we had been playing up Sorcery here for quite a while. We had a rep from Sony that said, do you guys want a copy of Sorcery? I says, well, let me see who's got a PlayStation. And I checked with y'all. That's sometimes when I'm asking y'all questions. Who's got the PlayStation? And I says, okay, well, you know, we'll take it. And she's like, well, you know, we're checking to see if, you know, if it's going to help for, you know, and it didn't, apparently it didn't help. It wasn't going to help. It came and went that week. Just bam, it was out and then nobody cared. And it looked great. And that, I think that's going to happen to them again. Sony, you've had a hard time this past year. You probably just need to do what we say in the South. Sit your ass down somewhere. Just sit down and just be quiet for a while. Really. Wait a minute. Who was messaging me?
It's me. I'm talking over Blog Talk. I've been trying to get it to let me sign in, and it kept telling me, your password's wrong. And then just finally, out of the blue, same password I've been typing, it lets me in.
I don't see you in the chat room, though.
Oh, I just now got the page open.
Oh, okay.
Oh, it is giving her a hell of a time.
That was why I've been
there
over here banging on my keyboard. I was about to throw a fit at it.
I don't know why I heard a teacher. Now, the other thing that they're facing is, of course, and everybody's talking about this, is do consoles even really matter anymore? You know, with all the handhelds we have, all the phones and Galaxy phones.
Yes, because as much as I love my phone cannot play the games like the consoles can, like the big consoles. And I have the Sony PlayStation phone.
You have the Xperia. Is Xperia?
Yeah, the Xperia Play. And while it can play some games that are really pretty, sort of, it can't offer me the experience that the consoles can. The consoles have all the high definition. They can play the MMOs. I mean, there's some MMOs you can get, but it can't offer me the multiplayer experience that you can get with consoles.
Well,
it can't play the high end games.
Now, mine, the newer, I always forget the name of this freaking phone. What are you? LG, I call him Optimus Prime's big brother.
I call mine the PlayStation phone because I was like, I know it's the Xperia something, but there's about 20 Xperia.
Now, this one does some amazing things. The previous phone could not, and I can pull up MMOs, but as you say, it's missing some experiences because the very thing we're using, you can't run your Skype and your game and be on the phone at the same time, and all mm-hmm. sorts of stuff starts to happen. The calls don't come through. Your hand's about to burn off because the thing gets so hot. And this doesn't just happen with phones. I've had this happen with iPad too. If you start doing a little too much, and iPad's supposed to be super powerful.
Remember when I used to have to do the phone on my what?
Yeah.
What the hell am I talking about? Do the show on my phone?
Yeah.
My iPhone would get so hot, it would actually make my ears sweat.
Yeah, and it's running one app, so I don't know.
Well, there's also the fact, too, that people like consoles because they don't have to sit there and configure all these settings and stuff for games.
True that, yeah.
If you want on the computer, like if I want the graphics to run great and have a high frame rate, I've got to sit here and tinker with stuff, and most people just want to plug it in and just play the game.
That's very true.
That's true.
So
the consoles, at least for me, don't seem to be as immersive. I can't get into the community as much with the console. There's a distance. I don't know.
I find I have that with both, depending on what it is, which is why I have so many of you I play certain games with. Like, I only play Second Life with you two, but GTA is, you know, J and Z. Horace, we don't play anything with you. You suck. We don't want to play with you at all. So I have certain people I play certain games with because of the experience that it gives, but I don't see that happening on iPhone or iPad, honestly. So I think the worry about whether the console matters is probably not a big worry. Now, where they got the problem is the Xbox 720. I think you all let me be dirty because that's how we roll on this show. You shot your wad a little too early, Sony. Mm-hmm. You gave Microsoft time to go back and see what you borrowed from them, what you borrowed from the Wii, and maybe, I doubt that they will, maybe they'll do it better, but I doubt that they will. Anybody else? What do y'all think about that?
I agree. You should, if you... And, not, I'm going to not be as dirty. God, I cannot talk tonight. if you show your hand too early, you risk losing the game, and that's exactly what happened.
Oh, by the way, they're talking. If you're not in the chat room, you're missing out on a whole other conversation. I need a original Xbox emulator, and I need me a copy of Gladius. And I've paid for it once. I'm not paying for it again. Sorry, Microsoft. So anybody finds me that, you are my new best friend. I need the Gladius and an emulator, because I need to finish that game. It is bothering me for 6 years now. I need it. I was at the end. I was the last battle before they came out with the new Xbox. And then my other Xbox just died that week. It was like it knew. It's like, oh, go play the other one. It's okay. It's okay, leave me.
Go on without me.
That's exactly what it said. Red Ring. Oh. So, yeah, I need to finish that game. I'm dying. I need to know what happens at the end.
We're a little overdramatic here. Just a little.
That's perfectly fine. Never. So, besides, what was I going to say here? You know what? Never mind. I'll come back to it. My brain just went totally just losing.
Was it about the price? Because, yeah, that's a whole other...
Yeah, okay. You heard $250. I heard $400+. Anybody else hear anything in between?
I didn't have time because I was working.
Was anybody mentioning when they called in?
No one was mentioning it. They were all, my internet ain't working. Fix it, damn it.
Well, I had one yell at me about the PlayStation when I said he actually was trying to fix his internet via his PlayStation. I said, well, you going to get a PlayStation 4? Hell no. This some bitch right here ain't working. I said, okay. All right.
Alrighty then.
That's hilarious. You know, we've talked about the PS4, but it really depends on whether or not what games are backwards compatible, because I know a lot of the people that are playing on the PS3 aren't going to be buying the PS4 right off the bat. So I will be waiting. Unless it's backwards compatible and the price is reasonable. Otherwise, no.
You know, I got to say, though, I'm having a problem even on my PC with games that are not compatible with my newer version of Windows. There's this one game, actually a few games, Dungeon Keeper, classic. Oh. It's really, really old. I know, throwback.
That is hotness.
Right? I love that game. Dungeon Keeper is one. Another game is called Startopia. That's not working. And that's like my addictive game. I can just get in there, build me a little, you know, space station where people can go get lap dances and shit. It's awesome. But I can't play it because it won't work, and I just really want my shit to work. So now I'm trying to find an emulator to play those games. It's just... Oh.
And this is the same thing that Jessica's saying. I think this is the way that people are going to start to go. She made an interesting point, because I don't have a lot of PlayStation 4 games. And I did like the PlayStation once I started.
You don't have any PlayStation 4 games.
No, and I'm sorry, PlayStation 3, you're right. Hey, she's drunk, and I've been hit on the head. No, freaking door. So I have a couple of PlayStation 3 games floating around here. Most of mine are digital, so I would want to finish them. I did get to like Little Big Planet, and I was trying to avoid it. Infamous actually captured my attention. You guys remember when I was going through my Infamous phase, everything was about Infamous and the guy blowing up, second Mission Impossible.
I remember that. Oh, my God.
I loved my Infamous. So so Infamous 2 is coming out. That would possibly prompt me. Ginger's running some trailers, some of the ones that they showed yesterday. Which one is this, Ginger?
This one is
that Watch Dogs? Yep, Infamous. Yeah. Oh, great. I should know that.
Oh, you know what? I didn't mention that. Hold on. Hi, guys. Yeah, I forgot to say, we actually have Twitch TV going. Hey, Ginger, can you post that link?
I got it.
Corey's all over that shit. Corey's right. Posting a link in the chat room, so if you're not in the chat room, you are missing a lot. You can actually see stuff going across the screen. We do this whenever we... do Pixanistas, so you can see the stuff we're talking about. It's much easier to do that. We're doing it tonight, so you can see the trailers going across the screen. Join us. chat with us so you know what the fuck's going on. Otherwise, we make no sense. Well, we make no sense anyway, but we may make a little more sense if you know what. Okay, probably not. Never mind.
You are rambling. Yeah, stop that.
Yeah.
Now, Infamous, great game. But I didn't hear. I cannot justify a $500-$600 console for one game. I can't do it. I don't see it. I don't see it happening. And this game is gorgeous. Watch Dogs is another one. Ginger will probably run in a minute that is going to be out on PlayStation 4, but I can get that for Xbox. So I'm really not sure. I'm not sure how they're going to get. How are you going to get people to actually come? They're not really offering anything exclusive. We talk about this all the time. They gave away their cookies when they gave away. They let GTA go. They let Splinter Cell go. Metal Gear Solid was, PlayStation exclusives. And that's when you lose that, we talk about it, you lost your money. And I'm of the mind, if I owned, the company, if I owned all three companies, I want your money three times. So I'm going to have games that you can only get on Xbox and games you can only get on PlayStation and games you can only get on Wii because I want all your money. But when you start doing that, people who have Xboxes don't have a reason to go pick up PlayStations. We don't have a reason to go and get, other.
And that kind of brings up sort of what we were talking about this morning. If the PlayStation 4 is a reasonable price, I'm saying $300 to $350,
mm-hmm.
I may pick it up. Because I don't have to pay a monthly fee to play games with my friends. And also, I get things on the PS3 that I have to pay for on the Xbox 360.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, I've got my YouTube. I've got my, I can rent movies. I've got all of that. I've got Hulu. And, all right, so you have to pay for some of those. You have to pay a fee of their own. But
Hulu's not worth you paying for because then they don't get rid of the ads either way. So you either pay to watch ads or don't pay. But yeah, we were talking about that this morning that and we also when we do the morning news we were talking about one of the founders for Xbox was saying how far off the rails that Microsoft has gotten.
Exactly. Yes.
Because they don't. It started out it was a console for gamers, and now they keep trying to be this multimedia center. And as I said it this morning, and now I can say it the way I want to. I already got a fucking cable box. If I wanted a cable box to play games, I go over to Xfinity and say, put some games on this, and I'm gonna play on them. But I don't like where they're headed. They're not developer friendly, which Sony is saying they are.
I mean, if they're gonna start offering some sort of cable service of their own,
they do.
Maybe.
They do offer cable service. Yeah, well, not of their own, but if you have a AT&T UVerse, your Xbox can double as one of the cable boxes. Also,
what I meant. I meant if they actually take the place of AT&T, if they find some way for Microsoft to have its own cable.
Well, that's what they're trying to do.
I got to tell you, AT&T is not a very good service.
No, it's not.
For real.
Horrible,
okay.
Awful. If you're watching our Twitch channel, you see that that's Watch Dogs. Look, the water. Y'all know I was going to say something. Oh, my God.
Would you get away
Glory
from the
water,
water, damn it?
The water on the ground. Oh, I love the ground. And Jessica, don't let us intimidate you. You jump in here whenever you want to. We will. Oh, God, look at the water. Look at that. Look at
Corey,
that.
Corey,
stop
Corey.
Watching yourself.
Look at his pool around the curb. Look at that. That's
focus.
Hot.
Yes.
Look at the leaves. Oh, my God. Okay, anyway, yeah. So I agree. Who is Jennifer? Oh, that's in our room. Hello, Jennifer. Your name is in my brain for some reason. As we were saying this morning, Ginger and I were saying the fact is, the matter is that a lot of our games is not the forefront of Xbox Live anymore. And that would be, and the fact that I'm paying $5.99 a month or $70 a year, whatever your plan is ridiculous because you don't get anything for your extra for your money. They have all this stuff that they keep piling in front of you. And those of you who have not turned on your Xboxes recently will probably be completely shocked when you turn it on. The whole front page is usually something about NBA basketball, and it's such and such week, and we're here, and it's baseball. None of it has to do with games. You have to hunt for your games, which I will tell y'all irritates the fuck out of Baby Natrix when she cannot find her Minecraft, okay? That is like every day I hear, why is Minecraft not on the front? This is not, and she remembers when it used to be, you turn it on and it was, this is what you played, this is what you played last week, and this is, and here's the indie channel, and but right now, there's all this crap that they're pumping out to me, and when I click on it, I was like, oh, I was thinking I was going to let my honey watch some ESPN, you know, my Xbox. I hook him up. You know, he don't have an Xbox. All right. There is – I have to pay for that. Why am I having – okay, I paid for my Xbox Live service. Now I got to pay you for ESPN. I got to pay you for Netflix. I got to pay you for whatever else I see on there. It's ridiculous.
It is. And I'm tired of them gouging every last penny out of my pocket. So, yeah, I told you a couple of days ago, or last week, I think, I no longer pay for the Xbox Live. If I want to play with some friends, if they want to play, I will go up and whatnot. But beyond that, I'm not paying monthly when I'm not playing their console anymore, really.
I'm doing the same thing, actually. I had to cancel my Xbox Live. I wanted to keep it up because I got really pissed off that I can't.
Oh.
Oh, Lord. I got really pissed off when I couldn't play my Fable, you know. I have to have an Xbox Live subscription to play Fable, which is fucking stupid. It's a single-player game. It's really simple.
That
all you have
is
to do,
dumb. It's single-player, and you have to have...
Mm-hmm.
All you have to do is disable the online part for those of us that don't want to pay a fucking Xbox Live subscription, okay? I don't want to have to pay for Xbox Live. I want to be able to just play my games that I paid for on this console that I paid for. Why am I have to pay more money to play shit that I've already paid for?
Exactly. That is ridiculous.
Apparently, putting in one extra line of code is just too much work for them.
I guess that's what it is. Lazy motherfuckers, I'm telling you.
And you know what? She is absolutely right. It is one line of code. If no subscription, don't go online. End. I can write that.
Lazy motherfucker.
You know, I meant to check that out because you pointed that out this morning that it seems like Steam no longer offers that.
Yeah,
I don't know about that.
Steam, oh, girl, I'm mad. Okay, don't start me on that again. I tried again to play Tropico and couldn't play. You have to be connected to Steam now. Steam does not allow offline play, at least not for Tropico. We've had a lot of problems. People that I can't wait till Blaster get back because I'm going to give him a hard time about this business.
He's been on about how Steam is just so amazing and so awesome. And cause I remember playing Portal, and it would offer me the opportunity, I guess, to play offline where I didn't have to be online. And I was like, sure, that's cool. Well, now you can't do that, it seems. I was like, what the hell?
Well, that's like a lot of people recently were mad at Square Enix because some of the Final Fantasy games they put to like Android, you have to be over Wi-Fi or it just won't let you play it at all, even though it's completely offline.
It's on your mobile and you can't play it unless you're on Wi-Fi?
Because it does some kind of authentication check, I think, to make sure you didn't pirate the game or something.
I think they're taking this whole piracy thing way too far.
No.
They're screwing over those of us who do buy it.
There was something wrong in that whole spiel right there. Corey,
she said the Final Fantasy or whatever.
Fucking Final Fantasy. Oh, I'm
and
so mad at them
right
now.
They're finding a way around that. If they've downloaded it and pirated it, then they're going to find a way to write their own piece of code or something to where they can play offline.
You know, and this is really, what the hell was I going to say? You're punishing those of us who don't do that kind of thing. Okay, I don't like pirating games because I know how hard people work to make the games, okay? And I would really like to have more games come out, so I would like the people who make the games to get paid. But there are a few things that are leaning me toward pirating, although I'm not doing it yet, so don't arrest me, okay? Number one, the fucking price. You guys are ridiculous. These prices are ridiculous. They really, really are. That's the number one thing. Number two, all these anti-pirate things you have going on, all they're doing is they're disabling my ability to play my game that I pay my money for on my shit. Okay? That's pissing me off. I don't want this to happen. If I paid for it, I should be able to play it. I shouldn't have to worry about, oh, God, I have to register the game. What if I lose the key? What
well,
if
see,
blah, blah, blah,
here,
blah.
Here's exactly why this is fucked up about what Steam has done. You obviously bought your game from Steam. You can't pirate it out of Steam. You cannot go in there and say, I'm just going to steal games from Steam. So you obviously paid for it. You cannot play it offline. If you buy, and I'm going to bring it up again, I have The Sims. I have the expansion packs. Blaster was nice and asked me what I wanted for Christmas, and he just got me a Sims thing. They were on sale. They were like $5. Great. Great present. But since my original Sims didn't come from Steam, I can't play it. I cannot.
That is ridiculous.
I have to buy, and when I contacted them, and y'all know it took me 2 weeks, and I was bitching for 2 weeks. It took them a long time to contact me, and I feel like if you are trying to make yourself out to be this major superpower in the world of gaming, their Steam with your box and everything, you should have enough staff to answer me. It's just email. It takes 2 seconds to answer an email.
2 weeks for them to email you back?
2 weeks for them to email me back to tell me.
That's unacceptable.
To tell me to buy a copy.
48 hours, depending.
Look, to tell me to buy a copy of The Sims 3 from them.
It's crazy. Wow. So, in other words, they took 2 weeks to get back to you for somebody
you
who may have actually bought it had they gone back in time.
And so then I go to EA and I'm like, look, I already have The Sims 3. I have all your expansion packs, you know, and yeah, they know who we are and all that good stuff. Oh, you, yeah, me, bitch. Yeah, it's me. I need to play my game. And they were like, oh, well, if you bring us the serial number from Steam, we'll honor it. We'll give it to you. And this is one time I couldn't even be mad at EA. I was like, oh, okay, thank you. Sorry.
Wow. My bad. All right, cool.
So EA was actually a good guy for once.
Yeah, they were the good guy for once. They said, we'll give you, you know, we'll honor it. And then I started reading, and everybody was saying, of course, if you buy from Steam and you end up mixing and matching, because Steam doesn't, they have it labeled, but it's in this pretty little purple type. And y'all are gamers. Sometimes it's 2 o'clock in the morning, and I don't know about y'all, but I have these gaming Joneses, you know, tapping my vein. I wake up at 3 o'clock, and I'm like, I need to play something. I got to go. Why? I can't leave the house. I might get mugged. I'm just going to download this. I'm going to download it. I won't eat for 2 weeks. It's fine. And,
I did that the other day.
Yeah, I don't see that print that said, by the way, if you buy this, you can't play it unless you got the original from here. No.
That is ridiculous. And you know, it's probably right there in small print somewhere. You got to wade through, like, the 500 lines of fine print to find it.
Well, see, this one was in large enough print, but Blaster, who does not play The Sims, had no way of knowing that this is not going to work with what he, you know, what I have. It, and that's the other thing. Oh, you can buy gifts for people, but if it's somebody that is not familiar with whatever little genre you play and that, you know, where you got it from, they require, you know, too much information. Now I got to tell my friends where I bought my games from just in case, you know, I got to keep a list of everybody. Okay, you bought your game from Toys R Us, so I can't get you the sequel from GameStop because it may not work. That's
dumb.
And I'm... Horace says he loves the water on Twitch. He wants to dive in. Dude.
Do not get her on the water again. What is wrong with you?
Don't look at the screen in about 15 seconds.
I'm already looking. I just want that game. So I cannot wait to get in that game. Y'all not going to talk to me for a month. Y'all know that, right?
I know.
we'll come drag you out.
I'm going to have to contact a certain someone to get your ass out.
I will be on for the shows, but don't ask me anything. Don't be like, where's Black? Watch dog. You know what? I keep saying that it is going to come out and suck. I hope not,
you know,
though.
I have not found a game in a very long time that made me do that. Because the games that I was really excited about, like Final Fantasy, either disappointed the shit out of me. I'm so mad at them, you have no idea. I'm still big grudge. Or, like, Dragon Age 2 and Fable 3 were too fucking short.
They fell short. And that's what I'm concerned about, the sequels here, Sony. I mean, Watch Dogs, again, you still have to contend with the Xbox version. It's not an exclusive, but Infamous is one of those games where I could have started getting completely immersed, but I was trying to resist it anyway in the first place. So I didn't really get it, and I got it for free from them after the PSN apocalypse when they fucked up all bad. So I wasn't all that enamored with it. But the last game, y'all hear me talk about it all the time, that had me completely gone was GTA 4. I don't remember talking to any of y'all. I don't remember anything about
you.
Those.
You really didn't. You were pretty much gone.
I was here. We did shows. I just don't remember anything about the shows. All I remember is I am walking the streets of Liberty City.
That must have been before my time. So I don't remember this.
Yes. You be glad you were not here. I went through, man.
It was, and then I had to ride in a car with her. What the hell?
Nice.
Fucking driving the wrong way on a one-way street.
Yes, that's what
there
I'm
we go.
Ran
yeah.
up on the sidewalk. I was like, I'm going to die.
Because that has little to do with GTA and that I had not had my LASIK surgery yet. So
No. How about when you want to do gun down or, you know, like ride down the motorist?
Motorcycle guy, oh, he had it coming. He should not have been right in front of me. He knew I'd play GTA for a couple of weeks straight.
You, like, gun the engine. I'm like, no.
No, you should have seen the first morning after. Get him! Oh, the first morning after. See, I can't play this game.
Boys, do not encourage her. Do not encourage her.
God, no.
When you, the first morning after I played GTA, we went to several launch events, which is a very, very good one. Very nicely done, Rockstar, all around the U.S. Very calm. There was no fights. And nobody got mugged outside my store. But the next morning, I was sleepy, and I was going back to the store. I forgot something. I don't remember what it was. But, I did have a moment where I was half asleep, where I was like, I'm just going to run this guy over on a motorcycle. And I was like, wait a minute.
Let's not do that. There's no internet in prison.
Yes, that's exactly what stopped me. My voice said, if you hit him, there will be no more games for you forever. And I said,
Mm-hmm. That alone keeps a lot of people alive right there.
You know, and they say that games promote violence. Hell no, they keep me from
being violent.
If I get arrested,
exactly.
Ain't no more games.
Exactly. My most stressed days, the days that I'm the angriest, I go and get in video games and I kill fake people. And then you know what? All you real people are safe.
Right? I don't beat the hell out of anybody else because I don't want to lose my games.
Anybody else? See, Jessica, you know you're like that. You start thinking, I should punch this bitch in her eye, but if I go to jail, I cannot play Watch Dogs when it comes out. I can't. Anyway, how long will I be
in jail? They might have a really good role-playing community there.
I don't think it's the kind of role-playing community you're really thinking about.
Probably not.
More like, my name is Bertha, you're my bitch, so that's your role. I'm just saying.
Just wrong. Just all kinds of wrong.
Hilarious.
Just wrong. Oh, God.
So I guess the question I have to ask, because I know these two are really, really big role players, or at least like to role play. Have you done any, since Second Life seems to be a really good medium for all of us, have you done any role playing inside Second Life?
Jessica, that question is for you.
I bet.
Actually, so I can't really comment on that one.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
That was glad.
You asked if I played in Second Life, didn't you?
Yes, you did.
Yes, I've asked if you've role played inside Second Life.
I've got some friends that would do that. I just never could get into Second Life for some reason. I'm not really sure why. I just never could.
It's not for everybody. Find our way back out.
Well, first you have to figure out. Second Life is not for everybody. You have to figure out what the hell it is you want to do first before you go in there. Do I want to build? Do I want to role play? Do I want to play first-person shooters? Do I want to be in the Victorian age? Do I want to be eaten by octopuses? You know, whatever it is you like. Shut up. And that's why Second Life does not always get you. You have to go back in at least 2-3 times.
I did. When I first went into Second Life, I hated it. I thought it was retarded. I was like, why is this even here? And then I went back the second time, and I found role-playing, and I've been stuck ever since. I haven't been able to escape. It's like a fucking black hole.
It is. And Corey and I are usually parked together in a sandbox, doing whatever it is we're doing.
Ginger always scares me, because, you know, she's that little avatar. And it's not because she's little that she scares me. It's because I never realize that she's there. I can always just see the top of her head, like her little avatar will move, and I'll be like, what the fuck is that? Oh, and then when I calm down, I go, oh, it's Ginger. Oh, okay. Okay.
Now, is Second Life, is it a game you think anyone else will ever one-up, or do you think it's going to be here to stay for a very long time?
Someone's going to one-up it. People have tried, but there have been things wrong with it. Someone's going to one-up it, maybe better graphics, maybe more freedom in building, maybe more or cheaper places, that kind of thing.
I don't think it gets any freer than them. That's a completely player-run economy.
I mean, it's so free that you can actually earn money without spending.
Let me clarify. When I say freedom in building, I mean you have more prims, I guess that's the way to put it, more prims per sim to build. Because you know how a lot of people want all these elaborate buildings and stuff, and you don't have a lot of freedom? Like you have a certain amount of prims and that's it? Someone's going to come up with a way to get more things in per sim.
Well, it might be them that does it. I don't think anybody. Listen, we have two other worlds that exist now that are trying to compete with Second Life and not doing so well. People actually go in there and build their stuff for Second Life and then come out and
Planet.
Yeah, and then we have the game there, which I thought had a good chance to take Second Life, not because the graphics were better, but because it was it ran so much more smooth. There was no, you know, things having to res or, you know, pop in so that the player could see them. They were just there. And ironically, the name of the game. But their downfall was you had to pay to upload things. And I'm not talking about the little 2 cents that Second Life charges you. I'm talking about $5. Mm-hmm. And then it was it was not instantaneous. It was you had to wait for them to approve it. They had moderators that had to approve, make sure it wasn't virus laden or whatever. And then they would let you bring it in. Sometimes that took a week, 2 weeks, months. And no, you were not. That's not fun. You know, gamers like instant gratification, so that didn't work.
I guess what I would like is a game that kind of combines Second Life and also Minecraft.
Oh, that'd be great.
Able to have an MMO and explore and kill things and build things, but I don't want to build in those. All right, I don't want to say stupid little blocks. I love
technically
Minecraft.
Technically, you can. There are Sims in Second Life where you can do all of that.
Yeah,
don't tell her that. Don't tell her that.
I guess what I'm saying is, all right, say, like, wow, you have, you know, we're not running with some kind of crappy HUD that doesn't do everything we want. Inside, wow, you know, you're swinging your sword, you've got all these moves, it's all programmed, it's beautiful. I love the animations. Second Life doesn't really have that so much.
I get what you're saying. You're saying you want it to be more, actually, you know what you probably are alluding to? You need a mixture of Minecraft, Fallen Earth, and Second Life.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, yes.
Yeah, so you can just roam the frontier and build stuff and kill things and decide to make the clothes that you want to make, not just the ones they force you to make. I feel like I want to do X, Y, Z. You know, I don't think I need that kind of thing.
I want a crafting MMO like Fallen Earth because you have to craft everything there. But I want it to be like Second Life where I have more freedom to craft what I want, what I want it to look like, all of that.
I can't do that. My head will explode.
I will die and go to heaven. It'll be the best thing ever.
I'm going
to
need an IV.
It'll be girl gasms all over the place. I'll need fresh panties every 30 seconds.
Let me tap my vein. Come on, put it in.
So what are the current alternatives then to Second Life? Because I know nothing about it, and I've never heard anyone talk about an alternative.
There's IMVU, which I don't really like.
No,
I don't really. The graphics aren't as good. It's not as immersive to me. And there's also one which is purely, I've tried this when we did that sex show, Corey, you remember that?
Red Light District.
Yes, that yes. One I actually tried that. I actually subscribed for a month, okay, because I was like, okay, well, if I'm gonna talk about this on air, I need to know exactly about it. And of course I volunteered to do it because I'm the biggest perv out of all of us.
No,
but,
I've been there too. We probably were standing beside each other going,
we might have been. I might have tried to hit on you, I don't know. But I went in there, and it was not even, like, people were, grammar was not exist, what did not exist. Grammar was not there, the graphics were not good, there was no real connection, it was just a bunch of stupid people, and I got annoyed after, like, 5 minutes and left.
So, I think the thing that keeps Second Life going, for the most part, is, it is the fact that there's a lot of development in Second Life. A lot of people go in and they create these worlds or these things, and these things become the trends in that particular world.
Mm-hmm.
And we, you know what we need? We need one of those on a console, their PlayStation. And they tried to do it with PlayStation Home. And PlayStation Home had a lot of potential, believe it or not, y'all. When I went in there, my house was fucking awesome. The house that they gave me,
yes. Man.
And they were like, you want to upgrade? I do not need to upgrade. I got a view of the beach. And
see, that's nice. Because see, Linda Labs offers something like that when you subscribe, but the houses are crappy, and the neighborhood's even worse.
My house was awesome. I lived off the beach, and on the other end was the town square where everybody was, and I went in. They had an arcade. It was very nice, but they didn't – I don't think they knew quite what to do with it. And everybody was saying that it was the second coming of Second Life, but they didn't execute it right. They didn't give you the opportunity to build a neighborhood or a community. They didn't make it – they gave you your house, and you just kind of roamed around like, okay, what do I do now?
So basically, like most men in sex, all show, and then when it gets right down to it, they don't know what to do with it?
Pretty much.
Okay. Oh, she totally went there.
I totally did.
Pretty much. And I'm hoping that
y'all know my story. At least you record you. Y'all, I can say that. Okay.
Well, this is what I think they need to do. If PlayStation, if you want to take on Second Life, and you're there, because everybody, I keep reading this, that they're going developer heavy. See how I swung that back around? See how I do them segues? That works.
Very nice. Like that.
Yeah. If you're going to do that and you're going to make it dev heavy, you need to put that developer power in the hands of the player. Not full, because some bitches will mod some stuff and, like, cause a missile disaster or something. But you give them that power just in a world like PlayStation Home, like you have in Second Life.
Doesn't Steam offer that with certain games? Allows players to make their own and whatnot?
Yes, your own mods, but I'm saying, imagine if you, on your PlayStation, you could do what you do in Second Life. And I will give
that'd
it
be hot.
Much. It was way prettier than Second Life. I'm sorry, Second Life. It was gorgeous. I'm telling you, my house was badass. I had a split level, and I already had my bed, and I had a little dining table with two chairs. They were like, would you like to buy other? I like when it pops up, so-and-so is having a sale. Would you like to buy two chairs? I was like, no, thank you. Two is enough. I'm fine.
The thing with me, and any game I play, well, not any game, but like something like Second Life, I'm not really in it for the graphics. I like my girl to look hot. That's just because I'm a little vain. But I don't really care about the surroundings as much as the people I'm surrounded with. I need to have intelligence. I need to have people who know how to string more than two sentences together in RP. I need to have someone who can match my wit. If I say something, smart, and you go, "What? We're done."
Well, see, that's the other thing
that
was missing.
I correct people spelling and grammar inside like Battlegrounds and WoW because I can't stand that crap.
I do that.
I do it too.
But the other thing, like I said, communities keep Second Life alive. People find things that they like, whether it be shoes, whether they like accessories, whether they like those damn little Miru things that look like squirrels. And when I figure out how to open them up, I'm gonna put code in it so they all die. Yeah, you know, everybody finds the thing that they like, and they have a community. And I think PlayStation was confused. If we create the world, but you didn't give them a way to have a community. You didn't give them a thing that they could, you know, rally around. They couldn't make things, and, you know, yes, we're all in there to play games, but they couldn't play together either. Isn't that one of the features they said that they're offering now? You'll be able to play and pass things back and forth. You know, if I can't beat a part, I can let my friend do it for me. But if they put that in the context of PlayStation Home, I think it would work much better. Well, not for me at all, because I don't want y'all finishing my games. I'm going to do it, and I don't care how long I got to stay up to get it done, damn it.
Part of me thinks that's really kind of cool. The other part of me thinks, you know what, you're going to make friends, totally doing the air quotes, with somebody that you don't know, and you're going to allow them into your game somehow, and somebody's going to have found a hack to, like, take everything. They're going to get all of your user information, your credit card information that you have on your PS4.
Well, I don't know how
it's
going to
happen. It's going to be PS-ocalypse all over again.
Or you could be like me, where I married somebody in Fable online, then I had to divorce them the next week, and then they have one of my kids. Bastard.
Yep.
He does. He has one of my Fable kids. He took the girl. This is the one I wanted. I don't want that boy. He looked like him.
Is this a real person?
We need to finish it up, ladies. We're done.
All right. Well, let me tell Jessica, thank you for stopping by. We kind of talked over her most of the time. You are welcome to come by anytime. Pop in, call, text us on
Skype. Yeah, and next time, just be like, shut up, bitches, and just say what you got to say.
Yeah, it was certainly entertaining. I enjoyed it. Well, we're glad you came. And I love your website, by the way.
But let her plug her website. Tell them where they can find you.
Oh, well, the easiest way to find me is to go to my main blog, which would be allahweh.wordpress.com. And you can probably find all of my stuff there within a couple minutes.
She's got a YouTube. She's also at Angel Send Kit and Role Players Portal and the Night Song Cartel. And she's all kind of places. She's like us. She's everywhere.
I noticed that. I was like, holy cow, how do you have free time at all, woman?
Right?
Oh, no, especially when I make these two-hour, three-hour YouTube videos. Just sucks up all my time. Oh, but they're so much fun.
And we forgot the most important thing to talk about. Sony, you didn't bring any girls to your fucking conference. What's up with that? What happened to all the women that work at Sony? We'll talk about
that. Hey, let's pause that. Save that for next time. We got a minute left. I got to end the show. All right? Okay, I'm like the director. Cut. We're done. All right. Thank you again for our lovely guest. She is a badass bitch. She fit right in with us. You know how we roll. You guys can favorite us if you like us. Favorite us if you don't. Go to GameAndAtrix.com. Check out our shit. We got more stuff coming up on the site pretty soon. In fact, I have a little something to throw together right after the show. Tune in tomorrow. You're doing the news tomorrow, yeah?
We think so.
Okay, cool.
A meteorite might fall. You know, you never know.
That's true. The global warming and everything, you know? Anyway.
Totally the aliens.
Totally aliens. Okay. You can tune in tomorrow for the news with Ginger and Corey, and then tune in on next Tuesday for our Pixinista. We will definitely be rolling out some bitchiness about your clothing, so I suggest you get your shit straight. We also have a new show in the works. We don't have a day set yet, but we will soon because we're both ready for it. Tech bitch, keep an eye out. Peace out. Love you guys. Say goodnight, bitches.
Goodnight.
Night, bitches.
Goodnight.
Oh my God. Yeah. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, boys and motherfucking girls. This is your captain with no name speaking, and I'm here to rock your world with a tale that will soon be classic about a woman you already know. No prostitute she, but the mayor of your brain. Pussy control.
Keep an eye out for the baddest bitches in the world. You know how we roll. Bye, y'all. Are you going to end?